Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed in honor and majesty, wrapped in light as a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills, giving drink to every wild animal. By the streams, the birds of the air have their habitation, and they sing among the branches. From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being, and my meditation may be pleasing to him. Railroad Creek has carved this valley over thousands of years. The finest workers in stone are not copper or steel tools, but the gentle touches of air and water working at their leisure with a liberal allowance of time. Glaciers first formed and ice mountains melted ages ago and continue to feed the pristine lakes and thundering waterfalls. This is also a place of changes. Each winter, avalanches uproot trees, send boulders tumbling, and reform the mountainsides. We are now rooted in it. We of the old ones, we of the new ones from afar. We are rooted in this valley of changes, in the time of change. Water flows from high in the mountains. Water runs deep in the earth. Miraculously, water comes to us and sustains all life, reminding us that water in its many forms is powerful. Holden Village is water born and water marked in yet another way, baptismally. Holden is a ministry as much as it is a place. It is a ministry of hospitality in Jesus' name. Here, people come for rest, refreshment, and renewal through worship, reflection, study, and community. Its source is the ever-flowing river of God's promises made to us in baptism. In baptism, we are waterborne. The Holy Spirit stirs the water and brings to birth a new creation, a new life within us, life that is deep and enduring. John the Evangelist states that when we drink of the gift of the Spirit, a fountain of living water will spring up within us and overflow to others. Jesus, who is the source of this life-giving water, calls us to be water to a world thirsting for peace and hope, justice and joy. In these waters of baptism, we are marked with the sign of the cross, the sign of God's unending love for us and the whole creation revealed in Jesus the Christ, crucified and risen. This watermark shapes our living and our dying. Ours is a cruciform life, a life laid down and poured out in love toward God and for one another. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, cleansed by the blood of Christ our King, heirs of salvation, trusting his promise, faithfully now, God's praise we sing. In baptism we are water born. The Holy Spirit stirs the water and brings to birth a new creation, a new life within us. Wash, O God, our sons and daughters, where your cleansing waters flow. Number them among your people, bless as Christ blessed long ago. Weave them garments bright and sparkling, compass them with love and light. Fill, anoint them, send your Spirit, holy dove, and heart's delight. Thank you, God, for your free gift of fire. It is with fire that you constantly bless us. Let it become a reminder of your love, a reminder of life without end. Make our lives baptized like fire, a thing that shines for the sake of people, a thing that shines for your sake, a thing fitting for you. Fire and water are contrary. Water extinguishes fire. Water heated by fire turns to steam and is gone. In the realm of the symbolic and spiritual, however, they have much in common. They also have much in common with the air that breathes into the fire and the wind into which the steam disappears. Listen to the air. You can hear it, feel it, smell it, taste it. Holy air which renews all by its breath. Beseeching the breath of the Divine One, God's life-giving breath, God's breath of old age, God's breath of water, God's breath of seeds, God's breath of power. Asking for God's breath, I add to your breath so that you too may be blessed. In nature, fire, water, and air have the same potential to destroy life. In Christianity, each of them is a symbol of life. The three elements of water, fire, and air are ever present in Railroad Creek Valley. All three are symbols that represent our summer theme, water washed, spirit born. In our theme, we are given the opportunity to reflect upon our baptismal washing. We recall the ancient waters God formed into oceans, that Moses parted in the Red Sea, and that Jesus turned to wine. These baptismal waters drown us, burying us with Christ, and give us life. They are the channel of the Holy Spirit into our living. Christian baptism identifies the Spirit that enlivens us, that carries us beyond ourselves. The flames burning over the disciples' heads at the Pentecost and the wind rushing around them were not just any wind. It was the presence of the Advocate Jesus promised them. In the Last Supper with his disciples, Jesus breathed on them, even as God breathed into Adam. Like the disciples, we are sent out to proclaim the good news and to serve others. Oh, how deep your holy wisdom, unimagined all your ways. To your name be glory, honor. With our lives we worship, praise. We, your people, stand before you, water washed and spirit born. By your grace, our lives we offer. Recreate us, God. Transform.